Magic Millions this week released its online catalogue for the 2019 Gold Coast National Broodmare Sale. Barry Bowditch, the Managing Director of Magic Millions, joins us on the program this morning. How are you and happy Easter?
Morning, Joe. Happy Easter to you and happy Easter to your listeners.
A busy time again coming up for you before too long. This National Broodmare Sale will offer over 1,000 lots.
Yeah, that's right, Joe. It's an unbelievable catalogue to get. I think we've got 1,070 lots all up. We've got 950 select lots and over 200 race fillies involved in that. So to have those sort of numbers throughout our catalogue again this year is a fantastic tribute to the sale. And we're grateful that the breeders, again, of all the vendors have supported this sale like none other.
Mm. And some very high-profile prospects will go through the ring.
Yeah, we've got a great catalogue. Got the highlights, you know, we've got Global Glamour. You know, she's obviously been a glamour. You know, she's been one of our highlight fillies. She's been an ambassador for the racing women. She's in Folder Zoo Star first season, so she'll be exciting. We've got I'm a Star, which will be very familiar to a lot of your listeners down there, being Shane Nichols, being the trainer of her Group 1 winner. We've got, you know, we've got so many of them. We've got, you know, I'm just looking through the list here. We've got Sedanza, a good Group 2 winner, Whispering Brook, a Group 2 winner, Miss Rock, from the Robbie Lang stable down your way, like fantastic mare with a beautiful pedigree. And that's just to name a handful of the solid race fillies we've got. You know, and that's before we get to the mares in foal, which we've got, you know, the Dam of Liar, Arato, in foal of Russian Revolution, but the Dam of Lavendi, Lapari, in foal of I'm Invincible. So that's just a very, very small handful of the highlight lots, but it's a huge catalogue. And, you know, we'd like to think there's going to be massive opportunity at all levels for buyers.
The sale historically has produced so many elite results for vendors and buyers. Of course, the dams of superstars like Winx, Trapeze Artist, Angel of Truth, Lavendi, Microphone and even Sunlight have all gone through that sale.
Yeah, that's right, Jay. You've hit the nail on the head. It's not just a sale where, you know, the vendors can bring their horses to the sale and achieve great results, but I think buyers walk away from this sale getting, you know, great results each and every year, and not always at the high end of town. You know, having, you know, last year I think we sold the Dam of Microphone for not a lot of money. We sold a couple of years ago the Dam of the AGC Derby winner of this year for not a lot of money. There's huge results at all ends of the market, and because it's such a big catalogue, there's a lot of high profile horses that, you know, don't always make a lot of money. So it gives everyone the opportunity to show up and participate.
Mm. So the sale begins on May 28 and will run through to the 31st.
That's right. Yeah, we offer the 1,070 lots in 4 days from Tuesday the 28th through to Friday the 31st. It's a great time of year up here. You know, being, you know, the Gold Coast in winter, it's fantastic weather. It's perfectly timed within the carnival, and you know, it comes off the back of a huge weanling sale we have the week before.
Mm, and how are things shaping up for that?
Yeah, we've got a great catalogue. It's a record number catalogue this year. We've got 725 weanlings, which is a huge number. And again, you know, we've got the vendors tell us they've supported us with some fantastic horses. All the good sizes are represented again. We've got the first season size, which it looks like a particularly strong year this year, which, you know, we're looking forward to seeing what they look like. And, you know, it's just a sale each and every year that seems to get to a bigger level. Last year was a record sale, and I suspect this year, if the numbers have got, it's going to have huge opportunity for buyers to turn up and spend at all levels of town.
Mm. We've seen a very buoyant yearling sales market so far this year in Australia, and I would imagine you're expecting a flow-on effect to a sale like the broodmare sale.
That's right. I think, you know, from a domestic point of view, the yearling sale barometer, like we had a huge Magic Millions yearling sale. It was a record-breaking sale back in January, and the season since then has, you know, travelled along really, really well. And, you know, you expect breeders to have money in their pockets. And from an international perspective, you know, the dollar's in a good shape for them to come and participate. So, you know, fingers crossed that, you know, going into the sale all stays positive and we should be in for a solid market.
Your highest profile yearling sales graduate ever is Winx. We've heard the story many times and it's been wonderful to relive the footage as she went through the sales ring. Now that she's retired, she will still remain a great marketing proposition for the business.
Oh, there's been no greater flag bearer for Magic Millions and Winx. As you say, you know, she's a graduate of our sale some years ago. She's done so well on the weight racetrack, and what she's done for the industry, just, you know, the participation, getting people to the races, and, you know, just just seeing all these people engage with a horse is fantastic, and she's taken this industry to another level. She's got us on the front page of the papers for all the right reasons, and we're just privileged we were able to sell her, and we've enjoyed the ride with the connection.
And at some point in the not-too-distant future, you'll be selling her progeny, hopefully.
Oh, with any luck, I'd hope to see Debbie and Peter and the team sell one or two with us, but let's see what they do with her. And I'm very interested to see where they send her in the end.
Yeah, I know. It's a much asked question. I'm not even going to ask you to speculate. That puts you in an awkward position, but it's certainly been a talking point since her retirement.
Oh, exactly. There'd be a lot of these stud farms, you know, putting their cases forward on why she should be going there. And, you know, there's a lot of good options here in Australia at the moment, which I kind of assume she'll stay in Australia and go to a stallion here. So, you know, it'd be fantastic for the industry to, you know, have her here. And I look forward to seeing where she goes and what progeny she may have.
Yeah, it's the million-dollar question. Barry, thanks for joining us on the show this morning, and good luck for the national broodmare sale coming up later in May.
Appreciate your time, Joe. Thank you.
Barry Bowditch from Magic Millions joining us on the program this morning to discuss the Gold Coast National Broodmare Sale. The catalogue for that is now online. 1,071 lots will go through the ring.